And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, July 30th, 2013. It's the birthday of American blues guitarist Buddy Guy, born in Lettsworth, Louisiana in 1936. At the age of 13, he made his own guitar, learned to play it by listening to the records of people like John Lee Hooker. He soon began playing clubs in Baton Rouge. He moved to Chicago, and that's where Muddy Waters discovered him, took him under his wing, and got him a gig. He was popular in the 1960s, both as a solo artist and a sideman for blues singers like Coco Taylor, Howlin' Wolf, and Little Walter. As rock music grew more dominant in the 70s, Guy's career waned until young white guitarists like Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, and Stevie Ray Vaughan said they owed their inspiration to Guy and other blues musicians. Vaughan said, "Without Buddy Guy, there would be no Stevie Ray Vaughan." And Clapton said, "Buddy Guy was to me what Elvis was for others." It's the birthday of Thorsten Veblen, born on a farm in Wisconsin in 1857. His parents were Norwegian immigrants, and he had 11 brothers and sisters. He's best known for his book, The Theory of the Leisure Class, in which he came up with the idea of conspicuous consumption. Thorsten Veblen, who said, "The outcome of any serious research can only be to make two questions grow where only one grew before." And it's the birthday of Giorgio Vasari, born in Arezzo, Italy in 1511, trained as a painter, but he's remembered now for his Lives of the Painters, which is regarded as the best contemporary source of information about Renaissance art, Renaissance painters. He was asked to compile these biographies by Cardinal Farnese, a great patron of the arts. Vasari invented facts when he could not find them. He often got his stories wrong, but he was one of the first to claim that the artists of Italy had recovered the glories of classical art destroyed by the Goths, and to describe how they had done it. It's the birthday of the essayist and novelist William H. Gass, born in Fargo, North Dakota in 1924. He taught philosophy at the university level for many years and produced many books, a novel, Omsetter's Luck, several books of essays, including On Being Blue and The Tests of Time. And in 1995, he published The Tunnel, a novel more than 600 pages long, which took him almost 30 years to write. And here's a poem by Robert Peters, "My Father as House Builder." Cedar poles skidded by horse from swamp to highland, stripped of bark, hauled to the house site on a knoll near the country road. A pattern in the sand for two rooms and kitchen, drawn with a sapling and a string. Cedar poles adzed flat, other poles notched for walls. We chinked logs with swamp moss, secured by slats, then plastered. We puttied the windows, scrap lumber for the roof and floors, a cellar hole in the living room, the sand fetched up by buckets, then dumped in a marsh hole filled in for a garden plot. The upper story, hip-roofed, low, built without plumb lines, tin smoke pipe leaning north, tied by guy wires to the roof. We nagged Dad to finish the walls, but he never did. The studs, he said, were good for hanging pots and clothes. The walls we insulated with flattened cardboard boxes and decorated them with pictures cut from Hearst's American Weekly Sunday News. My Father as House Builder, a poem by Robert Peters from his Poems New and Selected, published by Asylum Arts and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. And this is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us here next time for another edition of the Writer's Almanac.